Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
This weekend marks the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy. The Bears and Steelers took the field in Pittsburgh just 48 hours after one of our nation's greatest tragedies.
This is Walter Cronkite in our newsroom. And there has been an attempt, as perhaps you know now, on the life of President Kennedy.
I can remember coming off the field on practice on Friday. And we came in the door, and Bill Martell, the equipment manager, was standing there saying, President Kennedy's been shot.
It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route. Something, I repeat, has happened in the motorcade route.
Man, that was kind of a bolt. And, of course, everything after that. And we didn't know if we were going to play or not.
We were getting ready to play the Pittsburgh Steelers a couple days prior. And then Pete Rozelle, the commissioner, yeah, let's go ahead and play. Nobody really wanted to play.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
The death of Kennedy was probably the first person I had no close relatives that had died or anything. I hadn't experienced somebody that I was really felt deeply about die. And so I didn't want to play in that game on Sunday.
November 24th, 1963. Just 2 days after President John F. Kennedy was assassinated, the Bears and Steelers took the field in Pittsburgh. The Bears were in a tight conference race with the two-time defending champion Green Bay Packers.
Most of us didn't want to play the game. We really thought it was going to be called off.
Pete Rozelle talked to the president, Lyndon Johnson, when he said that he wanted them to play the game just because of the national psyche, to get their mind somewhat off the assassination of President Kennedy.
As the first bitter pangs of our incredulous grief begins to pass, we must thank God that we were privileged, however briefly, to have had this great man for our president.
We were just young guys, just starting out in life, you know, and trying to accomplish a championship, and then to have something like that intercede in this championship, you really didn't want to have, you just didn't want to, but you have to, it's like anything else. Challenges come up, and you have to play the game, despite the fact that you were sad.
It was not only our team, it was the whole nation that was in mourning because of what had happened to our president. But, you know, they say you gotta play, so we play. Maybe not with the emotions that you would usually have, but we had to play, and we played.
In the stadium, there was no public address system. There was no radio, there was no TV, there was no nothing, you know. So it was really a strange, strange situation, you know, quite somber, and I don't know, I think it probably affected us as a team, you know, that we didn't probably put forth our very best effort, but the Pittsburgh Steelers were in the same situation.
We eked out a tie, which meant going to the NFL championship, and thankfully Mike Ditka ran a great play. On guts, and he ran out of gas before he got to the goal line, but at least he got us close enough so we could kick a field goal and tie that game. And that made the difference in the championship.
That was a superhuman play by Mike Ditka.
Only the people who were there really got to see it, because there was no television. That was one thing that they didn't do. They didn't televise any of the games that day.
Nobody won, nobody lost. So that wound up being pretty good, because nobody felt like really playing. We really didn't feel like it.
Nobody really wanted to play that game, but we did, and we overcame.
You find out there's a lot more important things in life than playing a football game. And that was one of them.
After coming away with a tie in Pittsburgh, the Bears did not lose another game that season, en route to their eighth World Championship. Until 1967, there was no trophy for the winners of the NFL championship, but in 1963, Mayor Richard J. Daley presented the team with the John F. Kennedy Memorial Trophy in honor of our nation's 35th president. That special trophy remains on display today at Hallis Hall.
Commissioner Pete Rozelle regretted not canceling the games of that weekend.
And decades later, after the September 11th tragedy, the NFL canceled all NFL games for that weekend.
Up next, we travel to Cole City with players to help out tornado victims.
I got some text messages from my family letting me know that they were okay. And it's shocking. You're almost helpless.
Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.